Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now still in this chapter, that we should have moderation in our ibadat. Further, there is a riwayat عن أبي جحيفة وهب بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنه قال آخى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بين سلمان وأبي درداء. Hazrat Abu Juhayfa Wahab ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when the Muhajireen came from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif, they left all their possessions, they came completely empty-handed. They made hijrat in the path of Allah to come to Darul Hijrah, to the city of the way Islam was being practiced, that was Medina Sharif. So they had nothing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being the great Nabi of Allah, sorted out that matter in such a wonderful way that he paid up all the Muhajireen. One Muhajir with one Ansari, the Sahaba who were of Medina Sharif. They were at home, they were wealthy people, by and large they were farmers, and they were wealthy people. The people of Makkah Sharif came completely empty-handed. They left everything behind, even if they were wealthy, but all their possessions, and they were by and large business people, the people of Makkah, the Muhajireen. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to sort out the situation, he paid for one Sahabi from Makkah Sharif with one Sahabi, the Ansar of Medina. In that process, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had paid Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu with Abu Darda. Hazrat Salman came from Makkah Sharif, was originally from Persia, but then he lived for long in Makkah Sharif, accepted Islam, and finally made hijrat also and went to Medina Sharif. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam paid him up, made them brothers with Abu Darda. And the Sahaba of Medina Sharif were so big hearted and so happy, they did not at all feel hard to share all what they had. They gave half of it completely over to them Muhajir brothers, and they even, once if a Sahabi had two wives, then he would tell his Ansar, Muhajir Sahabi, you choose which one you like and I will divorce her, and after her iddat you can marry her. So much they went, and they shared wealth also, they shared it, and they felt happy about it. They didn't feel it a burden at all. Anyway, in this hadith, that Hazrat Salman was paired with Hazrat Abu Darda. Fazar Salman wa Abu Darda. One day, Hazrat Salman came and visited Hazrat Abu Darda, his brother now, as far as deen was concerned. Fara Umma Darda mutabadzilatan. And he saw his wife Umma Darda, and she was wearing very, very shabby clothes. In fact, like torn and tattered clothes. Not simple clothes or just shabby also, but like torn and tattered clothes. And this was before the command of parda and hijab. So he saw her there, and she was dressed in this very, very torn and tattered clothes. فقال, so he said, مَا شَانُكَ, why are you dressed like this? A person dresses even at home, not dressed up and dolled up, but with decent clothes, with reasonable, simple clothes. But you are dressed like this in the torn and tattered clothes. What's the matter? Why is this like this? So she said, قَالَ أَخُوكَ أَبُو دَرْدَى لَيْسَ لَهُ حَاجَةٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا. She said that your brother, my husband Abu Darda, he's got no interest in dunya, not in me as a wife also or anything. He's just got no interest in dunya. He's just all the time occupied with deen and just making Allah's ibadat all the time. فَجَاءَ Abu Darda. Then Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhum came home. At that time he was still not home. فَسَنَعَوْ لَهُ تَعَامًا. Then they prepared food for Hazrat Abu, for Hazrat Salman. They prepared food. A guest has come, and it was their brother, so they prepared food. فَقَالَ لَهُ كُلْ فَإِنِّي صَائِمٌ. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhum told Hazrat Salman, eat, I've got roza, so I won't be eating. But the food is prepared now, you eat. فقال ما أنا بآكل حتى تأكلوا فأكل. He said, I will never eat until you eat with me. You are my host and you are not eating, that is not proper. You must also eat. So then he broke his roza, nafal roza it was, and for the host's sake it is 100% permissible to break one's roza. So he broke his roza and he ate with him. فَلَمَّا كَانَ اللَّيْلِ ذَهَبُ أَبُو دَرْدَى يَقُومُ. When the night came now and it was time to sleep, so Hazrat Abu Darda did not go in sleep, he stood up for ibadat now, to make his night ibadat. In other words, the whole night he was going to make ibadat, as his wife Umme Darda, he said he's got no interest in dunya. He's all the time just in ibadat all the time. فَقَالُ لُهُ نَمْ. Then Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhum told him, no ibadat now, you sleep now. It's time to sleep. The first part of the night is for sleeping. Fanama. He listened to him and he slept away. Thumma dhahaba yaqum faqala lahu nam. Then after some time again he stood up now to make his ibadat again for the night. Hazrat Salman again told him, no, it's still too early. It's time for you to sleep. Your body has got a right over you. You sleep now. So he slept away again. فَلَمَّا كَانَ مِنْ آخِرِ اللَّيْلِ قَالَ سَلْمَانِ. When it was the last part of the night, the last sixth of the night, then Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him, قُمْ الْآنْ فَصَلَّيْنَا جَمِيعًا. Now make your ibadat of the night. You had your sleep. You must have your sleep also. Now you make your ibadat. And Hazrat Salman himself also stood, and both of them then made the ibadat of the night, the tahajjud, du'as, whatever the ibadat was. فَقَالَ لَهُ Salman. Then Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu now explained to him and told him, إِنَّ لِرَبِّكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. That Allah has got a right over you, you should make Allah's ibadat. So that is important. You must do, make the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. That is faraz also, nafil also you must make. Allah didn't just give us our bare necessities, He has given us so much extras in our life also. So we also should not just do the faraz, we should do nafil also. And then further he told him, وَإِنَّ لِنَفْسِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. And your body has also got a right upon you. You can't overwork your body also. You must make your ibadat, but make it also reasonably. Give your body rest also. Eat also. Keep roza also. Sleep also. Make Allah's ibadat also. Share it out, everything properly. And further he told him, وَلِأَخْلِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. And your wife, your family also has got a right. Don't neglect your wife also. Look after her. Give her time also. Talk and joke with her, speak to her, make love to her. She has also got a right. Don't deny her that right either. فَعَطِ كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّ حَقَّ. So give every person that has got their right, give them their right. Give Allah the right which is for Allah. Your body, give it its rights. Your family has got a right. Give your family their rights. Give everyone their haq. That is how you live a proper balanced life. فأتى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر ذلك له. Then Hazrat Abu Darda رضي الله تعالى عنه in the morning went to Hazrat Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and explained to him everything what happened at night. Hazrat Salman came, he had objection how my wife was dressed. He did not let me make ibadat from the beginning of the night. For eating, he told me to break my roza and I must eat with him. All that he explained to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after hearing all that, he said, صَدَقَ Salman. What Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu said was right. You must live like that. Give everyone their right. Share of everything. Don't be so much. And this of course is for people of different levels. Then we find that in the ummah, in the sahaba, there were those which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not only approve of but encouraged them, and they made ibadat to great lengths also. So but generally this is the rule for the general person. But for those people whom Allah accepts, excludes us for his ibadat, there were those sahaba, and in the ummah those people who did not even get married, man and woman, They found that we cannot fulfill the rights if we get married to our husbands or our wives and stay single just to make Allah's ibadat. And that is also approved of in Sharia. So this is the general rule for everyone. But those who are exceptions, their rules are different. And Allah used the Sahaba to show the rules of Allah Ta'ala for the whole Ummah. That Allah made them. Like for example, there was a case of a Sahaba who had committed adultery. So Allah wanted to show how the punishment must be meted out. And that it must be done. So the Ummah has an example in front of them. The Sahabiya who stole and her hand was cut. And she was of the prominent and influential people of Medina Sharif. That Allah made this happen so that the Ummah can see till the day of Qiyamah that these things, if they happen, then how to handle and how to sort, not only in theory but in practice also. So this also Allah showed it, that how the general masses, how they must live. But those people who have got exceptional qualities, for them there are different rules. So this hadith explains a lot of points for us to take lessons from. And generally, this is how we should live. See to everyone. Those people who are of exceptional, different qualities, for them their rulings are also different. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand our deen properly. And this can only come when we stay with the people who have stayed with other great people who have understood deen. And then we see in their lives. And not that when we live with them, we find fault in their lives, but we take lessons from their lives. And we make our lives according to the lesson that we have to learn practically. That is one great lesson that is taught in this hadith. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanallah.